With your latest news, I'm Carson Lee Fuller. Heading into the Eastern Districts this morning, you may want to plan for a bit of extra traffic after a single car collision this morning near Agricola Drive. 911 tells Radio K-Man the call came in just before 5 a.m. and emergency services have been sent to the location. Fortunately, there were no injuries reported. Busy week at the courthouse. Dwayne Bodden pled guilty to burglary, accused of breaking into Cellular Works on North Church Street in August last year and swiping a number of electronic items. Sentencing is scheduled for February. Henry Bush, on the other hand, pled not guilty to owning dogs, quote, dangerously out of control that caused injury. The Crown claims in January, a dog under Mr. Bush's control allegedly attacked and injured a woman at a West Bay home. That case is set for trial in summary court in March. He's out on bail. And Michael Peterson has pled not guilty to charges of violence, property damage, and assault. Prosecutors allege in August Peterson threatened a woman he knows and damaged her iPad valued at $2,000. His summary court trial is expected in the new year. He is also out on bail. In other news, it's not exactly crunch time, but if you've got Christmas presents to buy, this weekend is a good opportunity for you to stock up on some local gifts. The Cayman Islands Center for Business Development is hosting its fourth annual holiday market this Saturday on Cardinal Avenue. Nearly 40 vendors will have things like jewelry, crafts, baked goods, and more from 4 to 10 p.m. Business advisor Albert Voden.
There's a lot of unique crafts there, things that you wouldn't find elsewhere, and a lot of variety, so it makes it easy. It can be a one-stop shop for get a lot of gift ideas for many of your family and friends.
New this year, a youth choir competition from 6 to 8 and free Santa photos from 5 to 7. Mr. Voden says there will also be a vendor from Cayman BRAC, Casey's Caboose. Again, the event is free and open to the public. And to find out more, you can head to cicbd.gov.ky. Miss Cayman Universe is back after representing the country at the 74th Miss Universe pageant in Thailand. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles met Tahiti Seymour at Owen Roberts International Airport.
Tahiti Seymour walked into the arrivals hall to cheers from family, friends, and supporters after months of preparation and a whirlwind week on the Miss Universe stage. She says this homecoming is really about Cayman and the girls who are watching her from here.
Cayman, this was all for you.
Seymour represented the Cayman Islands at the 74th Miss Universe pageant last month in Thailand, wearing a national costume inspired by Amaya, deity of the ocean, to showcase Cayman's emerald blue waters. Among those welcoming her home was her father, Bodentown East MP Dwayne Seymour, who says he's seen how hard she worked for this moment.
I am so proud. She put 3 months of hard work in Asia, training, and I'm so proud of her.
Tahiti Seymour says the sleepless nights were worth it if her Miss Universe journey helps young Caymanian girls see there is a place for them beyond our shores.
I'll never forget it.
Elizabeth Charles, Radio Cayman News.
And from the big trucks to the back line, DJ Back to Basic kept Cayman's carnival moving. Now K-Mass is putting his name on a new Back to Basic initiative, opening the parade to local nonprofits in a new way. Radio K-Man's Dion England reports.
K-Mass is launching the Back to Basic initiative to honor Richard Gomez, a DJ who helped shape K-Man's carnival scene for more than 30 years. K-Mass Chairman Jermaine Sharp.
Ricardo was an integral part of what made a lot of us become involved in carnival, and a lot of us knew him personally as well.
He says the organization is opening up next year's parade to registered nonprofit groups, waiving all K-Mass entry fees and putting them at the front of the 2026 road. Each NPO can bring up to 500 people, with a minimum fee of 75 K-Man dollars per person to help raise money for their organization.
What we wanted to do is create a way that would involve people who not normally take part in carnival, especially the NPOs. And by doing this initiative, we feel that we could reach out to more NPOs to get them involved.
They say the goal is to keep carnival inclusive and unified so more community groups can participate together on one road on one day in Cayman.
Carnival is supposed to be about unity and bringing the community together, and this is the Back to Basic initiative that we have put in place. We're hoping to achieve this.
Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Nonprofits can apply now to join the 2026 Cayman Carnival Parade in June. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Vigialis. President Putin has insisted Russia will take control of eastern Ukraine's Donbas region. Days after talks with U.S. negotiators on ending the war, Mr. Putin said Ukrainian troops would have to leave territory they still controlled, or it would be conquered by force. He is on his way to India today. The Russian Defense Ministry says its forces have struck transport and infrastructure facilities in southwestern Ukraine. Earlier, Ukrainian energy companies said that a facility in southern Odessa had been attacked overnight. BBC News.